Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Chuck Carr. Batting second. The third baseman, Kevin Seitzer. Batting third. The shortstop, Jose Valentin. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Greg Vaughn. Batting fifth. The first baseman, John Jaha. Batting sixth. The DH, Dave Nilsson. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Matt Mieske. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Fernando Vina. Batting ninth. The catcher, Mike Matheny. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Scott Carl. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chuck Knobloch. Batting second. The center fielder, Roberto Kelly. Batting third. The DH, Paul Molitor. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Marty Cordova. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Dave Hollins. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Ron Coomer. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Pat Mears. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Durant. Batting ninth. The right fielder, Denny Hocking. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jose Parra. And now, play ball. Chuck Carr batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Carr hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Seitzer hits a fly ball into right field. Hocking settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Valentin hits a fly ball into center field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Knobloch hits a line drive into left field. Vaughn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roberto Kelly batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Kelly hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Vina settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Vina scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Vaughn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Jaha batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Jaha takes first base on ball 4. Vaughn moves to second. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Nilsson hits a pop-up into left field for a base hit. Vaughn moves to third. Jaha moves to second. Matt Mieske is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Mieske strikes out. One out. Fernando Vina is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Vina hits a ball on the ground towards first. Coomer fields it and throws to home to get Vaughn. Jaha moves to third. Nilsson moves to second. Two outs. Mike Matheny is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Matheny strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Cordova hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Vina settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Hollins is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Hollins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Coomer hits a line drive into center field. Carr settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 0, and the Twins 0. The Brewers will come to bat. Chuck Carr is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Carr is 0-1 in the game. Carr bunts towards third. Hollins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Seitzer is 0-1 in the game. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Carr moves to third. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Valentin is 0-1 in the game. Valentin hits a fly ball into center field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Carr tags and scores. One out. It's 1-0, Brewers. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Vaughn is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hollins fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. John Jaha is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Jaha is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Jaha hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hollins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Twins 0. The Twins will come to bat. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Mears strikes out. One out. Mike Durant is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Durant hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Denny Hocking is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Hocking hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Carl, and towards Vina, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Durant moves to second. Two outs. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Knobloch is 0-1 in the game. Knobloch hits a fly ball into left field. Vaughn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Twins 0. The Brewers will come to bat. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Nilsson is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Nilsson hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Parra scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Nilsson for the out. One out. Matt Mieske is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Mieske is 0-1 in the game. Mieske hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fernando Vina is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Vina is 0-1 in the game. Vina hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Mears settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Matheny is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Matheny is 0-1 in the game. Matheny hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Twins 0. The Twins will come to bat. Roberto Kelly is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Kelly is 0-1 in the game. Kelly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Molitor is 0-1 in the game. Molitor hits a fly ball into left field. Vaughn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Cordova is 0-1 in the game. Cordova hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Kelly trying to get to third. Mieske throws the ball into Seitzer, who tags Kelly for the out. Two outs. Dave Hollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollins is 0-for-1 in the game. Hollins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Vina scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Twins nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Chuck Carr is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Carr is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Carr hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Seitzer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Seitzer hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Valentin is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Valentin hits a fly ball into center field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Vaughn batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Vaughn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Vaughn takes first base on ball 4. Seitzer moves to second. John Jaha is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jaha is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Jaha hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Durant fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Coomer is 0-for-1 in the game. Coomer hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Brewers, 1, Twins, 1. Pat Mears batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Mears is 0-for-1 in the game. Mears hits a fly ball into center field. Carr settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Durant is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Durant is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Durant hits a fly ball into right field. Mieske settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Denny Hocking is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hocking is 0-for-1 in the game. Hocking hits a fly ball into center field. Carr settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Twins 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Nilsson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Nilsson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Brewers. Matt Mieske is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Mieske is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mieske hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fernando Vina is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Vina is 0-for-2 in the game. Vina hits a ball on the ground towards first. Coomer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Vina for the out. Mieske moves to second. One out. Mike Matheny is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Matheny is 0-for-2 in the game. Matheny hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kelly. Matheny reaches second base with a double. Mieske scores. It's 3-1, Brewers. Dan Nalty now pitching. Chuck Carr is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Carr is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Carr takes first base on ball 4. Kevin Seitzer batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Seitzer is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Seitzer takes first base on ball 4. Matheny moves to third. Carr moves to second. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Valentin is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Valentin hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hocking. Valentin reaches second base with a double. Matheny scores. Carr scores. Seitzer moves to third. It's 5-1, Brewers. Eric Bennett now pitching. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Vaughn is hit by the pitch. John Jaha is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jaha is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Jaha hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Seitzer scores. Valentin scores. Vaughn moves to second. It's 7-1, Brewers. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Nilsson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Nilsson hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 10-1, Brewers. Matt Mieske batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Mieske is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Mieske takes first base on ball 4. Fernando Vina is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Vina is 0-for-3 in the game. Vina hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 12-1, Brewers. Mike Matheny batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Matheny is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Matheny takes first base on ball 4. Mike Milchin now pitching. Chuck Carr is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Carr is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Carr strikes out. 2 outs. Jeff Cirillo pinch hits for Kevin Seitzer. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Cirillo hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Hocking. Cirillo reaches second base with a double. There goes Matheny trying to get to home. Hocking throws the ball into Knobloch, who relays the ball to Durant, who tags Matheny, who came all the way from first, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 12, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Jeff Cirillo now playing third base. Turner Ward now playing left field. Chuck Knobloch batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Knobloch is 0-for-2 in the game. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cirillo fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Roberto Kelly is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kelly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kelly takes first base on ball 4. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Molitor is 0-for-2 in the game. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Carl fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Cordova is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cordova hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 12, and the Twins 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Pat Listach pinch hits for Jose Valentin. Pat Listach is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Listach strikes out. 1 out. Turner Ward is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. John Jaha is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Jaha is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Jaha hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 12, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Pat Listach now playing shortstop. Dave Hollins batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hollins is 0 for 2 in the game. Hollins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Listach scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ron Coomer batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Coomer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Coomer hits a line drive towards third. Cirillo reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mears is 0 for 2 in the game. Mears hits a pop-up towards third. Cirillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 12, and the Twins 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Nilsson is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single and 2 home runs. He's got 4 RBIs. Nilsson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Coomer scoops it up and throws to first, with Milchin covering, for the out. 1 out. Matt Mieske is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mieske is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Mieske hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cordova throws the ball into Knobloch, who tags Mieske, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. 2 outs. Fernando Vina batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Vina is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Vina takes first base on ball 4. Mike Matheny is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Matheny is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Matheny hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 12, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Durant batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Durant is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Durant hits a fly ball into right field. Mieske settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Denny Hocking batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hocking is 0 for 2 in the game. Hocking hits a fly ball into right field. Mieske settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Knobloch is 0 for 3 in the game. Knobloch hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roberto Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cirillo fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 12, and the Twins 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Greg Hansel now pitching. Chuck Carr is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Carr is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Carr hits a fly ball into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Cirillo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Cirillo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Coomer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cirillo for the out. 2 outs. Pat Listach is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Listach is 0 for 1 in the game. Listach hits a line drive into center field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 12, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 3 in the game. Molitor hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Vina settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cordova is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cordova hits a fly ball into right field. Mieske settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Hollins is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Hollins is 0 for 3 in the game. Hollins hits a fly ball into right field. Mieske settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 12, and Minnesota Twins, 1. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.